Fighting Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
When it comes to renovating your house, there's loads of different things you can do to give yourself a new look. But have you thought about your radiators? Now, it might be that you want the perfect radiator to suit the perfect decoration scheme, the perfect renovation, or it might just be that a simple change of radiator could completely enliven your room. So I'm delighted to say that Paul Johnson from Heating Style joins me on the Home and Garden Show this evening. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Hi, Tom. It's a pleasure.
So, Paul, we're going to go through a little room-by-room guide and give some ideas of the types of radiators you might suggest would be good for those rooms, if that's okay with you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, good. So you can, contrary to popular belief, you don't have to have uniform radiators throughout your whole house like you often do when you move in, do you?
Not at all, no. You could have all sorts of designs, colours, shapes, sizes. It's infinite, the amount of choice out there.
Because you're probably just used to seeing that big white thing on the wall that you get in most houses.
And this is what would tend to be installed in most houses when they're built these days, and most plumbers would quote you for those if you're asking for central heating. And they're the cheapest, most cost-effective way of heating your home, but there are alternatives called designer radiators.
Well, let's start room by room then. And we'll start with, should we start with the kind of common one, the one that you probably think about most when you're thinking about, oh, what shall I make this look like? How shall I redecorate? Should we start with the lounge?
Yes, well, in the lounge you can really let your imagination run wild. There's so many options for radiators, so many sizes, colours. You could have tall and thin, or you could have low and very wide. You can have different materials. We have radiators made from aluminium, from steel, from stainless steel, some with wooden legs. So it's very much a case of personal preference. Just make sure that it'll heat the room. Obviously, they're not only for looking at.
So as long as you're warm, go for style.
You can, yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Well, let's look elsewhere on... Well, I'm going to go with the conventional house here and say let's look elsewhere on the ground floor. You might be one of those who has a living room upstairs, and that's fine if that's what you want. So elsewhere on the ground floor, let's go to the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen's interesting. Space saving is probably an issue with the kitchen.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of wall space because you've got cupboards.
And actually, like, the amount of times I hear people complaining they don't have enough surface space in their kitchen. So losing some surface space to put a radiator in is not desirable, really, is it?
No, that would be a bad idea. So as an example, you could have a radiator that's not very wide but nice and tall, maybe 1.8 to 2 metres high, and that could fit behind the door coming into the room, for instance, if you have a gap there. The other thing that we see a lot of is people putting a smaller radiator, say, on the end of a peninsula unit or a breakfast bar. And you could use that as a towel warmer, if you like, for heating up your tea towels.
Yeah, so you can wash your hands and then have a nice warm tea towel to dry them off on.
Yes, or dry your pots even.
Give it a bit of luxury to your pot drying, like that.
Yes.
Great, yeah, I'd not thought of that, because actually, conventionally, until you put that surface in to make that peninsula or your island, it's like basically putting a radiator in the middle of the room, isn't it?
Yes, but you can put the pipework on underneath the kitchen unit and just come out the side of it very easy.
Okay. Let's do a slightly unconventional one. Not everyone will have one of these. A cloakroom. So this is going to be quite a small room, you would think.
Yes, my cloakroom's a small one. So, yes, I think you'd be looking for a small towel warmer. You don't need a large radiator because there's not a lot of heat will be required. And it's a cloakroom, so presumably you want a towel so you can dry your hands after washing them in the basin. So a towel warmer would be ideal. And we do some which are... There's a champagne one we do called, which is 300mm wide by 800mm high.
Is it champagne because of the colour or because it's luxury?
Both.
Oh, okay.
And we have another radiator called Jade, and that's 400mm wide but only 750mm high, so again, you know, a good size for a small room,
assuming not made out of jade, because that would be rather expensive.
That'd be very expensive.
Yeah,
no, it's a steel.
So let's go from cloakroom to go to the bedroom.
Well, the bedroom, I would say, again, similar to the lounge, really. You could let your imagination run riot. You may want something a bit more calming. We've got calming colours we could use. There's pastels, there's neutral colours. It doesn't have to be white and boring looking.
I love the idea. I love that. I find it hard, Paul, talking to you, to get over the fact that you can have coloured radiators, because you're just so used to them being white or occasionally painted. But these are specifically designed to be those colours and to fit in with what you're doing, aren't they?
Oh, yes. There's thousands of colours you can have. There's what's called a RAL colour chart, which is specific for the radiator industry, and we could make anything and any colour off the RAL chart. And in terms of what we stock, we couldn't stock every colour and every size. It would be run into hundreds of thousands of products. And our warehouse just isn't big enough for that.
But and I imagine there's more desire for certain colours than, you know, electric pink, aubergine.
Yes, there is. So we stock the popular ones, which are more the neutrals, so the beiges, greys, black, grey, very popular, and white, of course, is still popular too. But we have one or two unusual colours. We have a purple and a blue one in our range, and yeah, they sell, not as many as a more neutral colour, but they're available if people want them.
What about that beautiful ensuite bathroom we've all got, or we all wish we had?
Well, we all wish we had, yes. Or the house bathroom, we've at least got that. Again, you're looking at towel warmer, lots of options, depending on the size. I mean, the UK bathrooms tend to be a little smaller, so we have space-saving towel warmers. There's one called In Corner, which will fit in the inside a corner, basically, which could be good above
nice,
a bath.
Nice, yeah.
Again, we have lots of sizes, shapes, so make sure you have the right heat output, and bear in mind, if you're going to throw five or six wet towels on top, that will have an effect.
And what you should remember is a couple of months ago on this very show, so if you go to strayfm.com/home, you'll be able to go back and find this. You can have a way of having your towel warmer not connected to your central heating. So if you like nice warm towels, whatever the year, go to the website. There's tricks and tips on how to get that happening.
It's
not that hard.
There is. It's fantastic. We have a range of electrical elements, and some of them are programmable. And basically, they allow you to have your towel warmer electrically heated as well as heated by the central heating. So in summer, when your central heating is switched off, you can touch a button, it'll come on for 2 hours and warm your towels.
And although you might not want your house heating, it's still lovely to get into a nice warm towel after a shower, isn't it?
Always. It doesn't matter what time of year.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So there is really a variety that you can do with radiators. And we say this every time, don't we, that radiators is one of the most forgotten options for changing the look of your house, or, you know, finishing off that perfect look that you're going for. If you are being particular about every aspect, don't forget that radiator. And if you'd like to have a look at the radiators and the vast range that Paul at Heating Style has available, you can do that on the website, which is Paul?
heating-style.co.uk.
And on there you'll find contact details as well, and your team are more than happy to answer questions, aren't they?
Absolutely. Please give us a ring or drop us an email.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Tom. My pleasure.
Heating Style on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.